Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Hey.
Jump right into it. This is Mr. Rogers. It's called Cake.
Yeah.
Featuring Ryan.
Put your knees back. Getting that cake. Cake. Popping champagne. I spray it in your face. Then you grind it to the top. Suckers gon' hate.
Hey.
Rolling this Thrax and I'll blow it in your face. Cause I'm switching knees.
Right.
Getting that cake. Cake. Popping champagne. I spray it in your face. Then you grind it to the top. Suckers gon' hate.
Hey.
Rolling this Thrax and I'll blow it in your face. Stay getting that cake.
Getting that cake. Got 100 racks, spent that shit in a day.
Aye.
I blew it all on packs, rocked them shit out of state.
Aye.
While I'm champagne sipping with some chicks from the bay.
Aye.
They call him Mr. Rogers, $1 million new. Got hitters off in the squadron. Smoking on some killer, got her feeling kinda nauseous. Says she only know bad bitches that be with bosses. Relish in the moment, never cry about the losses. Know the opponent, always watch for the double crosser. Face told me go get the money and just be cautious. Pulling up in foreigns, you know when it's dual exhausted. Took him off the block, made a fortune in the garden. Light skin looking like he one of the barges. You see they wanna be him, the girls think he gorgeous. Seen him in the beam, but might catch him in the
switch your knees. Getting that cake,
cake.
Popping champagne, I spray it in your face. Then you grind it to the top. Suckers gon' hate.
Hey.
Rolling this Thrax and I'll blow it in your face. Cause I'm switching knees. Getting that cake,
cake.
Popping champagne, I spray it in your face. Then you grind it to the top. Suckers gon' hate.
Hey.
Rolling this Thrax and I'll blow it in your face. Stay getting that cake.
Young, just ballin'.
Ballin'.
So your girl keep calling. She said my ambition get her going.
Gone.
She wanted new. Can hit it in the morning. What can I say? Money hungry dinner with the Hermes plates. It's like everywhere I go, I'm trying to catch me a play. I'm a good new to know and just blessing away. Messing with me? Might have you in the Uber, pistol under the seat. Trying to make a quick maneuver, just gonna run up the street. Type of guy that ain't gonna stop till the mission complete. Grinding to the top while you suckers asleep. And while you standing on the block, I'm all deluxe in the suite. Chanel on my feet, you ain't accustomed to me. I moved a buck in a week, ain't really nothing to me.
Switch your knees, getting that cake,
cake.
Popping champagne, I spray it in your face. Then you grinding to the top. Suckers gon' hate,
hey.
Rolling this Thrax and I'll blow it in your face. Cause I'm switching knees, getting that cake,
cake.
Pop the champagne, I'll spray it in your face. When you grind it to the top, suckers gon' hate,
hey.
Rolling this Thrax and I'll blow it in your face. Stay getting that cake,
jump, just ballin',
ballin'.
Yo,
ballin'.
Keep callin',
callin',
jump,
callin',
just ballin',
ballin'.
Yo,
ballin'.
Keep
switching knees. Getting that cake, pop the champagne, I spray it in your face. When you grind it to the top, suckers gon' hate. Rolling this Thrax and I'll blow it in your face. Cause I'm switching knees. Getting that cake, pop the champagne, I spray it in your face. When you grind it to the top, suckers gon' hate. Rolling this Thrax and I'll blow it in your face. Stay getting that cake.
I know some of y'all is like, is my radio going out? No, that's an edited version. I know we usually don't do that around here, but that's all they sent us. But that's an upcomer coming up strong. His name is Mr. Rogers, M-I-S-T-A, Rogers, like in, you know, the good dude around the neighborhood. That's Mr. Rogers. His new track called Cake featuring Ray Jr. right here on Monstrous Radio. Friday Night Live, where the underground artists are above ground and they're making quakes, player. So I am checking in with Miss Unbelievable. Looks like we got Jazzy B with us as well, but let's say what's up to Miss Unbelievable first. How you doing, Mama? You feeling good tonight? Hello.
Hello, hello. It's all good in the hood over here.
Okay. That's what's up. That's what's up. All right, you about ready for the show?
I was born ready. Try to tell you now. Born ready.
You OGs and y'all slang words. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. OG's always got something. I'm just always something. You know what I mean? Like, the one you used to get me is when, you know, somebody always say, oh, don't piss in the wind. I'm just saying, like, why would you say that? Anyway, OG slang words.
Because it'll smack you back in your face. You better recognize, I'm telling you. Because it'll smack you back in your face.
Facts. OG facts.
Especially if you don't
What's
know how to aim. OG facts.
Right. What's good, Jazzy B? How you feeling tonight from ATL? Hello.
What's happening? We Friday night in this thing. Hey, what's up?
Good night.
Hey. Hey, Miss Unbelievable. How are you doing, girl?
Here
y'all I am fine, hunty. How you is?
Girl, I got said it's all good in the hood over here.
Hey, hey, Martha.
What's good? I don't even know how to come back. See, I always complain because I don't get the love like that. And now you do. I don't know what to say. I got to practice. it sounds like you're feeling good. So you about ready for the show tonight?
Of course I'm ready.
Okay. So let's see. What all do we got? Let's see. We got our weather report to come up still. We got who's bumping who, who's getting fat. We got fashion tips, all kinds of things for them tonight. So let's see. What's some of the things that's going to be so they can marinate on it? What's some of the things that's going to be in the who's bumping who and who's getting fat for tonight?
All right. You know, we got some Cardi B. We got some... what the CEO did here. We got some, I don't know if y'all know what's going on with Kanye West, but we got some Kanye West and some Kim K. We got a few other things, but we got some Drake news. I mean, I'm just saying, it's interesting. It's interesting. We got some Tennessee news update. And I don't know if y'all remember Michelle Williams. She had a show. We're going to talk about Michelle Williams. And that's about it.
Michelle Williams. That's not Destiny Child Lady? No.
That is a Destiny Child Lady. Yes.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Okay. Woo. Woo.
Yeah. We got some Remy Ma news. Today. Because she tried. Today. We making her relevant tonight. And then we were talking about the King of R&B debate, and so there's still some debating going on between the folks. Mm. So that's what we got for tonight.
Mm. Okay. All right. So that's what we're working with, y'all. So all right, we still got to push through. So, or hey, Jazzy, do you have anything tonight that wasn't on the list already?
I don't.
Okay.
But I might think of something in the mist.
Okay. So, let's see. So I still got some more music to get through. We still got topics. We got all kinds of things for y'all. So don't forget, you can comment on the Monstars. That's how you can connect with all of us. That's on Facebook. And you put in T-H-E, not T-H-C, motherfucker. T-H-E. Monstars, and you'll find us. Yeah, there. You can also find Monster US Radio, and you can connect with the rest of us off of those two pages. Yeah, there. So, let's see. What do I got for y'all tonight? Matter of fact, I'm going to go with the ladies. I like this track right here. Let's see. Where is this lady? Her name is Miranda Pilshay. Yeah, that's it. Miranda Pilshay. I like this track right here. So, all right, we're going to get into it. Friday Night Live. I try to waste time to get to it. How come I can't find it now? All right. awkward. And here it is. There it is. Damn, live radio. Here we go. Look, it's still ain't done. I know y'all got something to say. I know I'm having technical difficulties, but technically, your opinion sucks. Miranda Pilshay, Monsters Radio, Friday Night Live. DJ E Monster screwing up alongside Miss Unbelievable and Jazzy B.
Ready or not, here I come, busting nuts. I'm swimming long, no, you see every stone. I got that juice in the drip like a fox. Make it look easy to hold you involved. Built it from scratch, got that spicy crystal. I do what I do, it, if they say I won't. Stay through the grapevine, you heard about me. Never been free, but she's so damn low key. Pocket cheap, where the receipts? Show me, cause I need to see. Boom, boom. Don't come easily. This word, not for the weak. Tender, high on feet. You don't live up to my needs. Hope you stretch for that reach. Fuck your opinion. I don't really give a damn about it.
Give a fuck about it. Expectations got me twisted. High horse, you should come up off it. Blessings on my plate, too late. You could've ate if you were starving. I'm too great to sweat the hate, so I'm gon' finish what I started.
Fuck your opinion, I don't really give a damn about it.
Okay, I am having problems over here. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to get it together, y'all. I'm going to get it together. But let's bring it back for this weather report to buy me some time. I'm just saying, a brother needs some help. what do we got for the weather report over there, Miss Unbelievable? Dun, 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 dun. You got yourself on mute still? You ready?
I did.
Now you
we
ready?
We sitting at Minneapolis. I read it. It was 36. It was a beautiful day. Not a bird day. It was beautiful, nice and warm. The sun was definitely shining. In London, it is 37, the night skies, 33 in Paris. Atlanta, it says it's feeling like 45 with rain. New York is 50. Dallas is 48. San Juan is 76. Phoenix is 66, Los Angeles is 67, Kansas is 38. So beautiful, nice, cuddling weather around the world, monstrous style on
yeah,
Friday night.
Okay, we made it through that part. We have some problems out here. Yeah. All right, let's see. I know music. Oh my goodness! It is not okay.
Let's see. What are we having some issues over there? We having some issues over there. What's the problem?
Big issues
over there.
Big issues.
My goodness.
don't judge me. Pray for me. right, let's see. I don't know what else to say. Hey, I got something for y'all. And then I'm going to bring it back with some Big Crit. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go from here to some Big Crit. When I'm having problems, this is one of the songs I play in my DJ studio. It's a throwback. Some of y'all youngins ain't going to know about this, but your mom and pops do. Because I need it to go down tonight. Some DJ Quick. Y'all don't know me, but we going to do it like this.
Y'all know about this. We live, y'all. What is
yeah,
this night?
School always makes you feel a little better.
Woo! Yeah, do. Yeah, do. Especially
yo,
the day of life
I
of Quick.
I
have
a life of a player named Quick. I'm just a stubborn kind of
hey!
Fellow with a head like a brick. And just because I drink the egg, they say that I'm hopeless. But I don't give a fuck, so blame it on the locals. Now this is how we do it when we check in a grip. Teddy bears in the house, so don't even trip. We're busting funky compositions as smooth as a prism. So check it while I kick it to this funky ass rhythm. It's Friday morning, the phone is ringing off the hook. And AMD is in the deer reviewing rhymes in his notebook. Or should I say dope sack because we don't bust whack. I pick up the phone and it's the G.
What's up, nigga?
He said he's coming down at about 2 on the dot. So I'm about to rest the tub while my water's still hot. And now I'm soaking. A brother like the devastating DJ Quick ain't joking. Fuck with me on DSP and you'll get broken. My name is Quick, but you can call me Daddy. Yo, open up the door, just take a Freakman in the caddy. Now Freaky's in the L, dog, and Shabby's in the L, and everybody's sipping on the quote.
Here we go.
D just came with a 40 and a quote. In addition to the 3 that Greedy just bought. But I don't want to start early, so I just might put my 40 in the freezer because I want to get bent. Yeah. And it's a medium, fit me proper, cause I'm nice and slim. 5:30 on the clock, and the sun is steadily sinking. And I ain't steadily thinking about the 8 that I'll be drinking. You know I ain't ashamed, and you know I ain't bashful. So go and pop the foot so I can pull me a glassful. Hammers in the barrel rolling up a stencil. Fatter than a pinky and the length of a pencil. Freaky lit it up and hit it 1, 2, 3. Shabby took a hit, and then they passed it to me.
It's the
bomb. Yo, I can feel my senses.
Getting numb.
Yo, fuck the 40
ounce. I need some rum.
I'm chilling
damn,
like a villain.
Here I come.
And that's how I'm living. Tonight is the night and I'm looking real sporty. Proper Friday evening and I'm ready to party. Crusher came in with a handful of snaps. Fuck it, fuck it, let's shoot some crap.
Yo, what's the info?
A fin or a half?
Yo, shoot that 10, nigga.
Don't make me laugh. High C want a dub and he think that shit is funny. But I'm 7 and 11 and I'm taking niggas money. Yeah, watch me cross the hall. Pass the nationals on motherfuckers. I'm unstable. Let's break it down so I can get yeah.
Friday night. That's one of my favorite parts right there. So, all right, check it out. This right here is Big Click. It's called Learn from Texas. Big shout out to Down South. So, after this, we're going to open up the lines 424-243-9649. You got to press 1 if you're monstrous, though. Hit us up.
I just want a bullet. Like UGK used to double cup the fluid. DJ Scooch, I sue it.
Come down one day, round one day, and they paint it with a round one day, clown one day, show the grill, show the grill. I just wanna bend the corner late night to the early morning. Got an old school with some new component back then, they didn't want me. Now that I'm swinging, they all on me. Now that I'm pulling up clean, I double the figure like double the cup of the lean. Glass highs with the gleam, screens like puppets on streams. Yeah, that I mean. 4 p.m. at the Kappa on swingers and adapters watching me ball, yeah. Salamander on the slab, 2 miles per hour, they watching me crawl.
Yeah. I just want a bullet, bullet, bullet. Like UGK used to double cup the fluid. DJ Scooch, I sue it.
Learn that shit from Texas. Swinging that bubble, I lick. Neon every X. Popping that trunk so wrecked.
I just want a bullet,
bullet, bullet.
Like you used to double cup the fluid. DJ Scooch, I sue it.
Learn that shit from Texas. Ryan C, Michael Waffle the top. Beltway all the way to the top. Damn it, screw on a taste till it pop. Texas gave me a lot. Feel like it's home. From MIA Crooked with love. For Elvis, diamonds and wood in the chrome. Man.
I just want a
pull up. Pull up, pull up.
Like UGK used to double cup the fluid.
Pull up.
DJ Scooch, I sue it.
Learn that shit from Texas. Swinging that bubble, I lick. Neon every X. Popping that trunk so wrecked.
I just want a
pull up.
You used to double cup the fluid. DJ Scooch, I sue it.
Learn that shit from Texas. Swinging that bubble, I lick. Neon every X. Popping that trunk so wrecked. Learn that shit from Texas.
Okay. It's almost that time. But who's bumping? Who's shit from Texas? Yeah. Look at me do my thing.
Okay, don't throw your back out. Don't throw your back out. Too much, too much, too much.
You're wrong, Pimpin. You're wrong, Pimpin. You're wrong. Got me sound like I'm over here pop locking and dropping. You're there trying to take some strain for some extra change. The hell?
No.
let's get into this. Who's mumming? Who's getting fat? Cause yeah, this can go the wrong way when we start talking about me and dancing. So all right, what we got tonight? What we dealing with? That's going on around here in this gossip world.
All right, so there was one I forgot to name. Okay, so it's saying balling in Jesus' name. Pastor John Gray is divinely chastised for buying the wife $200,000 Lamborghini. Okay? So social media accuses the pastor of being shady. South Carolina pastor and reality star, which they forgot to hear, reality star, John Gray has found himself in some controversy once again. The week the leader of Relentless Church in Greenville posted a video of him giving his wife,
Miss Gray a Lamborghini SUV for the 8th year anniversary. The car case is in around $200,000, according to Future. Social media had a lot to say. Some users praised the prosperity pastor for his gesture to his wife. However, others criticized Gray, calling him untrustworthy and saying he used money from his gullible followers to pay for the car. Gray clapped back at the congregation in a Facebook video on Thursday, according to People. It wasn't a pastor that bought the car. It was a husband that bought the car. Get that in your spirit, Gray said. I'm a husband first. Don't confuse what I do with who I am. What I do is I pastor God's people. Who I am is a husband and a father, and I'll do anything to honor them. Well, guess he told us, but nah. Gray went on to address claims that he spent church coins to pay for the Lamborghini. The answer is no, absolutely not. And God, take my life on this live feed if I did. He said, I have been patient my whole life for this moment. I am 45. I'm supposed to wait till I'm 70 to live my best life, and my best life is seeing my wife happy. Gray said his business ventures contributed to his funds, including a second book deal and the upcoming season of his reality show, The Book of John Gray, on OWN. Gray also got emotional when he recalled seeing the car for the first time as it was presented at the hotel for his wife. I saw my wife's eyes light up, Gray said. She said this would be a dream, and that's all she had to say. Gray also assured that the luxury Lamborghini is not paid off in full, and he only put a deposit down. Even Gray's wife responded to the controversy on Instagram, writing, my husband is a hard worker. He worked his whole life, and he saved to bless his wife. And then she said with the emoji clap hands, be clear, stay off my husband.
I'm gonna need a moment to gather my thoughts. Do you want to reply on this, Jazzy? you want to win on this?
I just think it's how crazy that everybody has an opinion on something, no matter what the fuck it is. Don't nobody know for certain this man taking money from the church? Like he said, he could have worked his whole life. This could have been a dream for him and his wife. Like, people forget that people have lives outside of what they do for a living.
True that.
I agree.
If that man want to drive a Lamborghini, let him drive that shit. The fuck?
But people forget that people have lives besides just being a pastor. Like, people work hard.
Everybody ain't taking money.
Level up. Stop hating
because y'all not driving
one. Get your game up.
Right.
Well, I would have to say the real thing between him and his congregation. That's where the real thing is going to be at. You know what I mean? What he does with his money, because from what it sounds like, from what I heard, you dig? I could be wrong. I'm going to put you on mute there just for a bit, Jazzy. I think we're getting some background noise. But from what I heard, sounds like he earned that money. They say he got a reality show, right? He got some other things going on, right? That sounds like personal money, but I don't know. Some people might see that money as he made that money. I don't know. I don't want to say using the Lord, with the Lord. Because is that what his reality? Have you seen the reality shows? Either one of you two?
I did.
Of these guys?
I have.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen the reality show, but if he do got a reality show, he getting paid for it. So,
he's on OWN, you guys. He's on Oprah Winfrey's network. She pays everybody. This is not his first season. I think this is like his second season of it, or going on his third. Mm-hmm. And he got money. He's wrote books. He does separate things. He does his guest performances. People always associate because you're a pastor that you're taking money from the church. Man, people work hard. Just stop correlating or, making them seem like they're the same. People work besides having just a church.
Right.
Now, I do got a crazy question, though.
And then folks got it in their head that all pastors are crooked, and you know what I'm saying? This, all of them ain't money hungry. Some of them actually are doing the work of the Lord.
And some of them is just as broke as their congregation and ain't telling them.
Right.
Ooh.
Yeah, see, because, like, I'm glad you said, because those are the type of things, you know, like, you know, everybody doesn't hear. Cause, and if you watch the media, that's all you really hear is the bad stuff about pastors, blah, 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 blah. I mean, I can automatically assume, you know what I mean? Because I'm going to be honest, I'm not an average churchgoer, you know what I mean? So I really don't know the insight on things except for what I see, you know what I mean, which may be media or through a friend's page or something like that. But yeah, I'm glad you put that out there because that's something that should be said. You know what I mean? That there are some good pastors and good leaders of the church and community out there.
Let me tell y'all something. Go ahead, E. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I was going to get to my little question, but I don't know. It might be kind of a bad question. I might cry sitting here asking it. Because I was going to say, now, this would be my question, because, like I said, I'm not an average girl, but my question would be, because I do be seeing this on, like, a lot of big TV shows, because I be seeing gigantic congregations, and they on TV, and it looks like they're making a lot, the church is making a lot of money from the TV, right? So, if it's making a lot of money, do they still have to give to the collection plate?
I mean, the collection plate ain't about the church. It's about your relationship with God.
The church house got to run too. So there's lights, gas, water, heat.
Yeah.
When you walk up
ain't they
in
making that with
so,
the TV? I'm not talking about all churches.
I'm saying the church has to run on the TV shows. Even on the TV shows, they need lights, cameras, action. Everything got to be paid for. So whose pocket you think it's coming out of? It's coming out of everybody's pocket. That's why they say this is our church, not just mine. He just is up there giving you God's word.
Right.
It's everybody's church. You're seated into the church. You're not seated into his pocket. He may get a percentage or offering from it, but you are too. You're coming in. You ain't cold when you get there. You gotta go to the bathroom. It's a business, but it's not a business. The church house, but it's still got to be run as a business. You still got to pay taxes on it. You get a tax write off from your tithes and offerings. So it's still ran as a business, but yet it's not a business. So how much you give in, you get that back in taxes. That's why a tax person say, have you contributed to a church or anything? That's why at the end of the year, they give you a tax write-off. When you fill out an envelope, when you do a guest church, they ask you for your address because they're sending you a tax write-off. By law, they have to.
Right. Okay, I wasn't trying to sound like a heathen. I just was asking the question.
No.
I mean, okay.
No, I'm just saying. a lot of people don't know. You know, a lot of people don't
know.
They just assume that the church is robbing from the people, but they're not.
Right.
I mean, some do. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Some do. Some take more than what they're supposed to.
Yeah,
and they get caught for it. Right. Some do. But if your books is not adding up, you get an audit just as well. The church get audited just like any other business.
Right.
They get audited.
Never do.
And if that dollars and cents ain't adding up, but from your bank account to your tithes and offering what they're giving, you messing up. Because you got to pay taxes on the money that you get as, because that's income.
Absolutely.
You got to pay taxes on that.
Sure do.
So
they
look and see if everything's
adding up. You got to pay taxes on the building
you're in, too. Absolutely.
You got to pay taxes or rent on the building that you're in, too. So you can't, like, it's a lot more to it than people think it is.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Now, it's some crooked pastors out there. It's a lot of them. You know, they call them false prophets.
Mm-hmm.
They lead people astray. That's what they made for.
Yeah, and those are the ones who wouldn't. Those are the ones when they preach, they always talk about themselves.
Yeah.
And not what the words say.
I'm a preacher's kid, so. You know, my mom's a pastor.
No, I'm not. No, it's not.
So, you know, Jazzy might appear to be a hellion, but, you know, I'm a preacher's kid. And believe me when I tell you, I've seen both sides of the life. I know
Absolutely.
What my mom was like before she got saved, and I know what she's been like after she dedicated her life to God. And I can say not only just because I'm her daughter, but she is the real thing. She's not going to play with me, you, or nobody else when it comes to the Lord.
Right.
That's how my mama is. That's how my mama is, too. My mama still be ministering, so you can't play. Don't play with her. I saw the ins and outs. I saw the crooked pastors. I saw the straight pastors. I saw the business of the pastors. I saw it all. I know how to run.
Yeah.
I know how to talk about it. I know how to, you know, set it up. Because I've been around it all my life. I know what it looks like. I know what it don't look like. I know when someone is telling you the wrong word, you'd be like, that doesn't even make no sense. Where'd that come from? The devil? Okay, I'm going to walk away from you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me exit stage left. That ain't what it say.
Okay. I'm like, what book you was reading? The book of yourself? That ain't what the words say. No, bruh. What scriptures you took that from? First, second, and third, or what? Your own? Nah, bruh. Mm-mm. But, okay, so as we're talking about, you know, church and God and stuff, Remy Ma is in labor. Papoose asks for prayers. Pop hopped on Instagram just moments ago to announce that Remy Ma has gone into labor, but nothing golden comes easy. It's been well documented how badly the black love couple have wanted a child of their own and how hard it is has been on Remy to see them pregnancy to term. Tough labor, he says, but my wife is still fighting through it. She's a warrior. Keep us up in your prayers. The golden child is on the way. We are praying that Remy Ma, Pop, welcome a happy baby. Godspeed soon.
Right, yeah, I was surprised when you said that. I didn't even know that she was pregnant, but you know, all prayers go that way, for real. I know the little story behind it, so all big prayers go that way. That'll be a true blessing for them.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, I ain't got much to say. Hey, I'm just happy. Okay, go ahead.
So, no ho-ho-hos. Offset wants to be home for the holidays with Cardi and Culture. Offset already let it be known that he misses his wife. Now, TMZ is reporting that sources say the Migos rapper is hoping he can spend the holidays with Cardi and Culture, specifically Christmas Eve and the days leading up to that day. The outlet said Offset knows how important Culture's first Christmas is and wants to be present for the memory. TMZ sources say Offset is planning to bring some plenty of pricey presents for the baby and her mom, Cardi, but sources close to them say that she hasn't decided yet whether she'll let Offset share the special occasion with her and her daughter, and they have yet to even discuss those plans. Offset has three other children from previous relationships, so he'll also reportedly be spending time with them as well. This all sounds as it is intended for the good of the baby, but TMZ also reports wants Cardi back and feels like haters are blocking their reunion and that Cardi still feels love for her estranged husband, too. Guess only time will tell. Do you think Cardi should let Offset back into the holidays, or is it a trap? We all know what Chloe would do. They wrong.
It's a trap.
Well, excuse me. Pardon me. Move the fuck out of the way. I would have to say, man, try to get back into it. I don't know what the hell that was. I don't know if the bell thing, you lying. But no, I think you should be able to get back at the house. At least let the man try. You know what I mean? If nothing can bring you back together, some family time can, spending time with your baby mama, whichever number she is, and your new baby, whichever number it is, it's always a good thing, especially if they're married, man. I mean, they have to at least try. You know what I mean?
Well,
I think,
they
got to keep the media out their business. But
no,
he got to
keep his dick in his pants. Tell the truth. He got to keep his dick in his pants. He should have thought about that shit when he was at home instead of fucking off with these strippers.
I was trying to save you, bro.
Hell
I
no.
think they need to do what's best for them. I think all families is different. They knew what their lifestyle was before they got married. She was trying to keep him from sleeping with other people beforehand. So I don't know why she's acting like she don't know what how her man operates. However, being married, that's a whole different level of intimacy and relationships and all that. It's different. So I want them to be able to make do.
Right. Well, I do got a question because it kind of pertains to something that I wanted to talk about next week on Karma Cafe. Like dudes today, I mean, why do dudes today still really cheat? I mean, I'm going to ask this question. I'll get into where I'm going with this. I mean, does Cardi like girls?
Yes, she do.
Okay, perfect example. I'm like, today, in today's age, why do guys still cheat? It don't make no sense to me personally. With as many women out here that are into other girls, why don't you just find, hook up with you know what you want. You know you're going to want to touch something else. Why don't you hook up with a girl that likes other girls, and y'all could do that together. I'm not saying go out
right,
in the predator unit, motherfucker, but I'm just saying, in today's age, let's keep it 100. It's not like it used to be back in the 70s. You'll catch 1 in 300 men. Be like, oh, you like girls too? Oh, shit. No, hell no. Nowadays, the girl might not like you. She might like your girl. She ain't trying to hit on you. She's trying to hit on your guy. Look, there's the button again. I must have told the truth that time. So, you know what I mean? I mean, if she like girls, he like girls, why can't they just... I mean, do y'all understand what I'm saying? Do I make sense? Or is that just like a male just trying to, on the low, get a threesome? I don't know.
They go back to my talk I had with my ex. He said he not with this side chick shit. He want his girl to have a girlfriend.
See? I mean,
I'm like,
at least he 100?
I'm like, nigga, that's still a side bitch. What do you mean? Like,
she's just up front, that's all.
I just think I think it's just a way for people not to commit to one another. I think that's an excuse, and I think that's just what they're using. And I think that they want to be able to have an out when that out is available. Are you fucking another bitch? So why does it matter? So I think it's a setup, and I think most people are falling for it because they're scared of the commitment that goes along with it as well. They want to keep something that's easy to get out of, easy not to have to deal with. And so, yeah, they have sides of mostly multiple sides, and that's why the HIV rate is high. That's why we got new strands of diseases that is coming out because everybody got a side of something sad. And ain't protecting themselves at all.
I swear.
And there it is.
Okay.
Y'all think I'm playing? I'm terrified. I can't even lie. I'm terrified. I can't. I don't know what the fuck people got going on. Where I'm scared. I'm scared for my life.
Yeah.
Hey, you not finna poison this good stuff? No, you're not.
That's why over here, Miss Unbelievable Sentiment, I ain't playing. Don't touch me. Don't touch me. Nope.
some it until I see some doctor's notes and seeing if I see any creams. Gotta give me your history. No. Especially if I'm allergic to everything under the sun too, latex. Shit.
Bro,
I need to see all documents. Okay. So, get well, Michelle Williams. Quit the Broadway gig due to doctor's orders. We all know Michelle Williams have been dealing with depression and her bouts of craziness. And she's also now has split up with her her ex-husband, or not ex-husband, but her fiancé. They are no longer together, and I think the show may be over. Michelle is once again taking a break from the spotlight for self-care. According to People, the singer is taking a leave of absence from her gig as the goddess in the Broadway musical Once on the Island. William joined the cast 2 weeks ago, but the doctors advised her to step down from the Tony Award-winning show beginning on Wednesday so she could focus on her health. A representative for Williams didn't comment on the decision. They replaced her with the understudy. This comes on the eve of the engagement breakup with Chad Johnson. The couple definitely had their ups and downs in their relationship, which was documented on the OWN show. Chad loves Michelle. Racial differences was one thing that played a role in their tension, and one incident even resulted in some heated internet backlash. It's not clear about Michelle's health, but it's transparent that she's still having mental health struggles. She's lived with depression all her life. She's in a dark place, and they want to keep her out. She wants them to make sure that the rage that's built up in her does not have her attempt suicide, but she's questioning life. So keep Michelle prayed up. She needs help for her health and her post-breakup.
Right, yeah. Definitely going to have to send some prayers out for her, because, I mean, if you've been following her story, she's been going through it. You know what I mean? She went through an identity crisis with Destiny Child. You know what I mean? Talking about as an artist, not as a person, but as an artist. You know what I mean? Because she was pretty much the overlooked one. Let's keep it 100. You know what I mean? And she had, she went through, her issues. And, she came out of it. She came out strong, was showing the world you can bounce back. Everything was going so great for her. She met somebody and, they fell in love and they got a reality show and it was all good just a week ago. Damn, but yeah, definitely got to send some prayers out for her.
Can you see how when you're not mentally ready, it can really mess you up? Because you have to be mentally prepared for everything that goes along with a relationship and a job and the high-profile person that, that she's trying to be. She just really can't get it. She's real thin. I just be like, I was looking at the show like, wow, Michelle, girl, I'm going to need you just to eat and get well. It's like you just want to go feed her yourself. Be like, come on here, just have this piece of chicken and macaroni and cheese and greens and cornbread. Get some fat on your body because you look little. Like you look like you're about to fade away.
So, y'all know everybody who really be in the spotlight, like talking about like famous wise, they got issues. I don't know if it's because they start out early or what the fuck Hollywood got going on, but a lot of motherfuckers is going
they do
therapy and depression and. Yeah, if that's what pain is about, y'all can keep that shit. Just let me get the money. That's why I be saying all the time, I don't want to be in the spotlight. That's why I be always trying to be in the background. I don't need that bright ass light on me. I'm bright enough. I don't want all the motherfucking attention. I'm crazy without all the attention. I don't need all that shit.
Yeah,
what it is, in my opinion, what it is, it's dealing with a lot of stuff in the back burner. It's a lot of people in certain parts of the industry, you all know, say like if you're in the music industry, you'll say a lot of things in the music industry is cutthroat. People probably say that in the movie industry, all those type of things. You know what I mean? And when you're an actor or star, you do a lot of movies, you interact with a lot of business doing things, and let's keep it real. Sometimes you may not like a motherfucker, but you got to smile anyway. Do what you got to do to get that bread.
Yeah.
Of accumulation of time, that shit sits on your soul, and it starts to mess with you. It eats at you mentally, physically, and all these type of things. So, you know, and like a lot of people don't know, some of the most, one out of three powerful CEOs in the world are going through depression, post-traumatic stress, and things like that. A lot of people see a lot of these great people as, oh, they got it together. No, that's just the front that they got showing you. You don't see all the stuff and the stress and the things they go and deal with behind closed doors with deadlines and money being lost and money being traded and all these other things. You know what I mean? And that's just not to accumulate your relationship lifestyle and relationship with your kids and your moms and family members and all these type of things. And you know what I mean? And sometimes you don't have time to sit there and relax and just woosah and be like, hold on, I'm a real person. I got to deal with this stuff. But you be so on that, you know what I mean? Let me get to the next movie. Let me do this. I'm finna go to the Grammys and I'm finna do this. And then that's when the people start to shift off and do, I'm not going to say drugs all the time because sometimes it do be drugs, but, you know, liquor and other things to help you sanitize or help you numb that pain, whether it's opioids or other things like that. So that's how, and that's a whole nother thing. Once you start fucking with them drugs, you can psychically just go somewhere and never come back. It is. You ever know somebody be like, damn, you was not like that before you was fucking with that shit, bruh. Like, damn. So,
and sometimes I think sometimes it's the prestige and the stuff that comes along with it that I don't think people are ready for, because you have to definitely be ready for other people's opinion and you not taking other people's opinion and place them as your own. And I don't think when they start it, they don't think about that. They don't build themselves up with that. And then when they get there, they don't think, oh, I don't need no help. Yes, you do. You know, keep a psychologist on tap. Keep a life coach on tap, because you have to be able to work through all the BS that's being thrown at you. And if you're honest mind, you know, you think differently. You already think differently. You're already thinking artistically. So your mind is already, you know, on the edge of a dark place anyway. You know what I'm saying? So you just like one step off the edge, especially when you're autistic, because you're thinking of all these things, and sometimes you go to a dark place to come out to get you a good place. So it's like you really got to know yourself inside and out of what you can and cannot do. And I think sometimes they need to be okay to say, I can't do that, instead of chasing after, I have to do that.
And then, you know, they got started young. They were 17, 18 when they first got in the music industry, so that take a toll on you too.
Yeah, and what else don't help? What else really don't help if you're from the hood? I'm going to keep it 100. People from the hood, they lose it every motherfucking time. And a lot of people be like, I don't understand it. I'll tell you why. Because we come from the neighborhood of mind your motherfucking business. Get in.
Right.
Mind your motherfucking business. Do what you came to do and get the fuck out of my house. Get in. So don't come over here trying to be cute, ask me about some shit I done did down the block in front of my girl. Wait, what? What, motherfucker? See, I'm going to put my hands on you. And show, that's what show business is. Show business invites you over for an interview, then ask you about your mistress in front of your wife. You know, that's what it is. Because at some point, that's what show business is going to do to you. No matter who you is, you tell me who they ain't did it to, and I'll wait. Got awkward, didn't it?
Right.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then mostly from the hood, you got a mentality of you're always thinking poverty. Like if I don't sell this, I'm going to go back to where I was. So I don't know. They don't know how to balance out. I'm not going to poverty versus prosperity. They don't know how to balance that out in their head. So they always think, oh, I'm going to go back here. This is what it's going to look like, because no one has taught them how to weigh the two in their mind. You know, they like, oh, right. I ain't going back there. So they'll do whatever it takes to stay there and sell their soul not to go back to poverty instead of thinking, okay, how can I prosper
right.
through every step of what I'm doing? They half the time, they don't even enjoy it. Half the time, all they're doing is making money, making money, making money, making money, flashing this, flashing that, and they don't like the cars no more because you can't buy that many cars. They don't like the jewelry no more. They're tired of the same hoes. And so once they the dust clears, they don't even know who they are. Because they haven't enjoyed
right.
anything. All they do is just have it. To have it and not to enjoy it is two different things. So, and then to find their identity after they got it. So who am I? So half the time, so as of Kanye West, who is Kanye West? This man is tyranting and crying and whining and crazy to everybody. And then talk about now he talking about Drake done called him and threatened him. Really? He got issues with Pusha. He got issues with everybody. Everybody.
Wait,
but that's going to have to be another show on Monday. I got to read about Kanye's tweets and tirades, and then Kim K jumps in to, you know, looking just as stupid as a husband. I'm just saying.
But Kanye is out here acting like a real bitch.
Absolutely.
Kanye, if you listen, yeah, I said it. Yes, I said it, Kanye, if you listen.
I think I seen something today about him saying Drake threatened his family or something like that.
Yes.
And then Kim.
Yeah, I want to get into that, but it's a long story. So we got to wait till Monday. It's a long story. I'm telling you now, it was 8 hours of tweets. 8 hours.
Okay.
Of tweets.
Okay. Well,
and
I
we got a few
on,
minutes.
All right. Well, I tell you on Monday, you ain't finna read no 8 hours of tweets.
I'm not. But it'll be a Kanye West edition. I'll just have Kanye's mess on Monday, you know.
Okay. Top five or something. I mean, damn. 8 hours of tweets. God damn.
8 hours of tweeting. Who has 8 hours of tweet time to just do nothing? Kanye West.
A rich motherfucker that ain't got shit else to do with their life.
And don't know his identity of who he is. He got brown contacts in his eyes. Come on, man. Stop it. Who are you, Kanye? Who are you?
Y'all know exactly who he is. He is who Kim told him he was.
His bitch.
What's wrong with y'all?
Oh, my bad.
Y'all act like every nigga that don't be with the Kardashians don't get fucked up.
Uh-oh.
What are they doing to these men? All these niggas be fucked up. Y'all know I'm telling the truth.
Hey, I was saying they do say it's the curse.
Or they're just bringing out, what was already there. Come on now. Or they just bringing out what was already there. And they're like, oh, I can do it, you can do it, we can do it.
I think they driving these niggas crazy. What are you talking about?
I say driving.
It's
gotta be.
This a
you
get
can't
out
be drove
situation.
To nothing. You can't be drove. You gotta to be driven away. You gotta be in the driver's seat and already be there. Can't nobody drive you to nothing that you ain't used to.
I don't know.
Or wanna be.
It's unbelievable. I'm going to tell you right now, certain people bring certain shit out of you. I'm just going to say that.
That's that's
you know.
Already inside of you. It's already there. Stop playing. It's already there. You just, somebody just turned the switch on. It was already there.
I know niggas
like
that
you.
Ain't never, I know niggas that ain't never hit bitches before, but get with a certain bitch and knock the fuck out of her. Like, damn, what did you do
but
to him?
Somewhere. Mama beat that ass, and now he beating that ass. Somewhere he's harboring anger on a female. Stop it. And he's turned that switch, the neck that switched it. Reminded
really,
him of something
that
was brought him back. Nah, it's there.
Now,
switch is already there.
I was almost with you to there, to right there. Because, yeah, I have to admit there. Because, yeah, there's, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I probably should elaborate, but I'm going to let it go. We're at the end of the show. We'll talk about it more on Monday. Monsters Monday and 8th. Next week, we got the interview with the artist. He goes by the name of Hondo. Damn, we ain't got no time left, or I'd play a song on our way up out of here. But make sure y'all tune in on Monday. You can hear the song, and he'll be here on Tuesday, Takeover Tuesday. Yeah, Monsters Radio. I don't know what to say on my way up out of here. That was a nice little combo, and my mind is just stuck on combo mode. So, shit, anything y'all want to say before we get up out of here?
Holla. Be safe. Be safe in these streets. Be safe. We love y'all. Thank you for listening. Wow.
Peace. Yeah.